back like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.
Have you ever been screwed over, Oz?
Every single year when I pay tax.
They're screwing me over, Jay. It's an annual thing. Now, let me tell you what really happened. Of course, thankfully, the two astronauts who had been stuck in space for 9 months finally came home this week.
Yes, they're back safe and sound. Although, I don't know how safe they are. They're sound. Because
in what sense?
Well, it's the most dangerous environment you can be in.
Well, they couldn't walk, obviously, when they returned because they've been in gravity. They had no gravity for the past 9 months. So they had to be helped. And they
muscles and your bone density.
You lose, I think, 30 to 40% of your muscle mass while in space.
That's why you always see astronauts in the space station. Yeah. Whenever they have a camera or live feed, they're always on some kind of device, like a cycle machine, or a treadmill.
Just to try and keep it up.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be tough for 8 days. Imagine 9 months.
No.
Right?
No,
these extra 8 months and whatever and 3 weeks really screw them over. Time with no gravity, time away from family, whatever.
Imagine the mental pressure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they tried to or thought of killing each other a few times.
Yeah, just for food. No, that's a movie for another day. You know what? You think, right? You think because of this massive screw-up, it was a technical issue, of course, but because of this screw-up and the fact that they were stuck there, they might get compensated for that, right?
Oh, imagine the overtime they got, Oz.
Nothing.
What?
No, listen, they do not... NASA astronauts are on a fixed salary.
Yeah.
And they don't have any kind of
it's not a bad bonuses. Salary. I looked into it. It's between like 130 and 160, 70,000.
Yeah, that's right. But you're an astronaut. I mean, if you don't, I think they should get more. If you want my truth, what they're putting on the line.
I think they should make as much as some athletes. Some athletes.
Formula One drivers get paid a ton. I think they should get around the same amount, don't you?
Oh, I reckon so. Yeah. They should get sponsorships too, astronauts.
Yeah, so apparently they're going to get very, very little because in the contract for an astronaut, they will only receive incidentals like for any business trip. And that amounts to about $5 per day. So over the course of the time they're there, they're going to get $1,430.
Wow.
And that's it. So now, I call that being screwed over in a big way.
Yeah.
Like me paying taxes.
Like, yeah. Everybody pays taxes. Oh, no, relax.
I'm selfish. I'm just thinking of me.
We should. You just thank your lucky stars. You're not in Greenland. But Oz, speaking of the incidentals,
mm-hmm.
What incidentals can you do in space? You have in space. There's no food delivery.
Yeah.
There's no transportation.
Yeah.
There's no, don't know.
But
you're not taking people out to eat.
But you got to think about it this way. They were supposed to be there for 8 days. They ended up being there 284 days, right? No family. Nowhere to go out, no nothing, no personal time, nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're getting nothing for that. They were only supposed to be 8 days.
Yeah,
I think they should they need to be compensated
handsomely. Yeah.
That's right, Donald. If you're listening,
come on, Doge.
I know you're listening. I know you're listening in case we say something.
Yeah.
Please sort that out. Thank you.
CIA always listening.
You're probably right. It's better to address the real person with power, Doge. Yeah.
Doge, Elon Musk. Yes. King
please
Musk.
Out,
King
yeah.
Musk. If you're listening,
King
you've saved Trump trillions.
Emperor.
Sorry. Emperor Elon, if you're listening, give them your best Tesla trucks and a few million, okay?
Going back to Trump, did you hear what he called him? It was recently, the last month. He called him Leon. Leon Musk.
Oz and Jay.
On Vibe.
Jay, we need to get serious on the show right now.
Do we have to?
Right. This is serious stuff, Jay, okay?
All right, it's time for our weekly endeavor to find out what the hell makes that man tick.
Donald Trump, the president, POTUS, the president of the United States of America, he's been at it again.
He has.
Saying all sorts of funny and ridiculous things.
I loved some of his comments during the State of the Union address when he addressed Congress. I don't think that was the official State of the Union. But I just love, especially this one, Oz.
Mm.
You were instrumental.
Yeah, I saw this and I said, we've got to talk about this. Yeah.
Our country will be woke no longer.
They loved that one, didn't they?
They did. A part of me is associated with that.
Yes.
You know, I understand that we should respect everybody for who they are.
Yes.
But the pressure we have now to act a certain way, too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
He's taking it to one extreme. There's too many extremes. There's too many extremes.
He's an extreme guy. You're not going to get anything else but extremes from this guy.
And he loves the headlines.
He does.
And if he keeps saying stuff like that, and another clip we've got coming up about the price of eggs, he's always going to be in the headlines, day in, day out.
He loves the headlines. He loves to be. This is why he does it.
Yeah.
The attention. That's it.
You know, he's now threatening anybody caught vandalizing.
I heard about this.
What do you call it?
20 years Tesla. In prison. Yeah. The Tesla
showroom. Or send them to El Salvador. That's what he said.
I know. I heard it.
Burn a Tesla truck. If you burn Elon's truck, he's my friend. We're going to send you to El Salvador.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He called them terrorists.
Yeah. Are they EV terrorists? And here's what the press secretary said when asked about a certain clip. We're going to play you the clip that they're referring to in this. This is on immigration.
What's the strategy behind the White House's videos they've been putting out on this? And can you kind of talk us through the thinking on these videos?
Sure. We are unafraid to message effectively what the president is doing on a daily basis to make our community safer. And the specific video you referenced, I think it sums up our immigration policy pretty well. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, if it wasn't so serious for some people and their families, that is hilarious. I find it hilarious.
And, you know, I understand this whole immigration point, but there are ways and means.
And this is not it, I think,
personally.
Again, extremes.
Yeah, let's talk eggs.
Let's talk the price of eggs. Now, if you don't know.
I didn't know this before, to be honest.
Eggs are so expensive. Now, they do them by the dozen mostly. We do six, and then we actually do 15, don't we?
6, 12, 15. I think there's a 24, too.
Yeah, 15 is like the most. After six, I think 15 here is the most popular. But a dozen eggs, so 12 eggs in America on average, is something like around 7 or 8 euros.
Euros.
I worked it out to about, no, even a bit more, actually.
That's pretty expensive.
Pretty expensive,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear what they said.
About eggs.
And eggs.
This is Donald's comments, precisely. This is when he was sworn in.
Joe Biden especially let the price of eggs get out of control. The egg price is out of control. And we're working hard to get it back down. Secretary, do a good job on that. You inherited a total mess from the previous administration. Do a good job.
I honestly never, ever in my life I would hear a politician, and especially the leader of a country, talking about eggs. I never thought I'd hear it, man. Eggs.
And it's good protein. You know, people on a certain type of diet need a lot of eggs, Oz. So I see what he's doing.
Donald Trump's got your back.
He's got your back, baby.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
There is this car. Okay, it's a beach. I'll paint the scene for you. It's a nice beach. I don't know the country. And this car gets stuck in the sand, okay, with the wheels spinning and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just see men
come out of
nowhere. Flocking in from nowhere. I mean, there was at least 15, 20 guys.
What you want to do is drop it in first here, and we're going to elevate the rear drive shaft.
It's a man thing, right? They wanted to solve. They want to show that they can solve the problem.
Especially when it comes down to anything mechanical.
Absolutely.
Or technical.
Absolutely.
Men are there. Because they need to prove themselves.
90% of the time, they act stupid and have no clue.
Yes, we're watching fart videos, usually, and playing our football games on our phones.
Now, the question is this. Are they doing it out of just good humanity, or are they doing it to try and get kudos points?
So are you saying, is it chivalrous?
Yeah.
Are they doing it, or I think two.
Yeah,
points.
Mm-hmm.
Man points.
Okay.
They want to up their man card.
I think they want a man point.
Yeah. They want to upgrade their gold card, man card to platinum.
They want to get that platinum card. You're right. This is just what men do, and we have some other examples, like obviously stopping to change a tire. That happens all the time.
Yes.
But I think that's great. I think when anyone helps anyone change a tire, it's especially a lady who maybe doesn't have the strength.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not saying that in a sexist way, so calm down.
Or a weak man who doesn't have the
strength.
Or
a weak man, you know, like, you know, who can we say, like Wayne or Well, Wayne's so small and fragile.
Tony.
Yeah.
He can help you catch as much fish as you like,
but
he probably needs your help changing a tire.
Absolutely. What about this? Internet issues?
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, I got it.
Yeah. Have you tried shutting down the router?
You got to disconnect the main cable, so that way it reroutes you to the top of the list when it comes to your bandwidth.
Hey, well, I'm in reset for the modem.
How about this one? Carrying all, you go shopping, you do a week shopping, and you carry it all in one arm.
Everything. I put things in my mouth, in my pockets, bags on either side of the hand, and a pack of water between my legs.
Yeah, I've got a major issue with my elbow right now, and I honestly think it's because of that. I've got so much pain these days in my elbow.
Oz has tennis elbow, and he's never set foot on a tennis court.
That's right. Not in 30, 35 years or something.
Actually,
you've
been on a padel court.
I used to play squash a lot.
How do you pronounce that? Is it padel or paddle?
Padel. Okay, yeah. Right. Really good sport, by the way. And here's the last one, okay? And this one for me is, you shouldn't do it, guys. It's sacrilege. Giving unsolicited grilling advice when it comes to your barbecue.
Oh.
Nobody come and tell me what to do with my damn barbecue.
That's like going into a man's bedroom.
Yes.
Putting on his underwear and slippers.
Oh, it's more than that.
Don't do it.
and taking your wife.
Yeah.
That's what it's like, all right?
While you watch. Don't give grilling advice to a man in his own home.
Damn it! Don't do it!
No.
All right, and he just can't do it. So, men are funny creatures. I got to admit, we are funny,
we're simple and funny.
Simple and funny,
and that's why women outlive us, because
absolutely.
We do stupid, silly,
absolutely.
And simple things.
Absolutely, right. That's why when we get insurance, it's more for men.
Yes.
One last thing. How about this for you? The control of the remote control.
Oh God!
I don't like it when anybody else has got to get it. It's got to sit by me. Get it over here. Listen, hey, Zach, get it over here. That's my remote. Get it over here.
Oh, when Luke,
you need to ask me to change permission.
When Luke or Noah keep it on the couch, or if God forbid I get home and it's on the floor, one of the controls.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Do you lose it?
I lose it.
Yeah.
We have fancy holders for these things. We keep buying them from Temu, but they're
honestly
fancy.
I honestly think, as being the man of the house, which is so stupidly stereotypical, that they need to ask our permission. Can we watch TV?
Yes.
Can we change the channel?
Yes.
Hell no.
How dare you move my 65-inch 1 centimeter to the left? How dare you?
Act like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.